May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. So nice to see you, many of you today. It is good when we have Easter service and Christmas, you know, we see people who normally don't get to come on other Sundays. So it is always great to see. If you are in the neighborhood and live in Phoenixville, and if you don't have a place of worship, we welcome you to consider this as your place of worship and make this as your faith home. I don't know whether you know, you heard about this or, you know, read somewhere, but it is not in the Bible. You know about Joseph of Arimathea, right? He was the one who had that tomb. He was a pretty rich man. So when he went to Pilate asking for Jesus' body, Pilate asked, Joseph, you are a rich man in this area, in this region, and you made that tomb for yourself and for your family, and you are giving it to Jesus to lay him there. And Joseph of Arimathea replied, it's okay, it's just for the weekend. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. This is no ordinary announcement. This is no ordinary declaration. Imagine Mary's boldness, her audacity. Our gospel this morning is very, very descriptive and detailed. It gives us the first Easter day experience of three people, Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John. Let us see what the scripture says as to what they witnessed in the tomb and how they each one reacted on what they saw. All three were at the same tomb and same details. Also, the tomb without the body of Jesus in it. The fact that Jesus' body wasn't there was enough for John to believe that Jesus is risen. Peter saw the same thing but gave absolutely no reaction. Mary was devastated to see that the body was no longer there. She wept and kept looking until she heard her own name being called. That made her recognize Jesus. She almost touched him and was spoken to by Jesus. She not only believed but also experienced her risen Lord, and then became the first one to announce it to the disciples, Jesus' disciples. I have seen the Lord. This was the first ever Easter sermon preached. It was short and succinct. Mary Magdalene was the one who preached the first Easter sermon. It was experiential, it was incarnational, and it was declarative. Today the church calls her as the first disciple, the one who first witnessed the risen Christ and then announced it to others. There is no hem and haw about her saying what she said. She didn't say, you know, he kind of looked like Jesus. Oh, I think it was Jesus. No, it wasn't like, no hesitation. Her voice was a voice of confidence. We wonder what is behind Mary's boldness and conviction, and about what she had witnessed that first Easter morning, and why was she the first one to be chosen to witness the risen Christ? of all people, Mary Magdalene. This isn't the first time we witness Mary's conviction. Talk about chutzpah. Mary Magdalene has it. We recall reading the scriptures that Mary washed Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped it with her long flowing hair, kissed his feet, then poured on his feet an ample quantity of expensive fragrant perfume. The other day I learned that that came from India. It was after extensive research done by our Deacon Dennis, he found that that came from India. Now you can say, can anything good come from India? Imagine the boldness it required for Mary to do this in a male-dominated society, and that too in a room full of guests, both friends and foes alike of Jesus. This act of anointing Jesus' head or washing his feet was so important that it made it into all the Gospels, all of them. The composite image that emerged from all these Gospel accounts is that this person was at one time a sinner or a person of ill repute. She received forgiveness from Jesus and became a faithful follower, even a disciple of Jesus. She was extremely grateful to Jesus, and she was generous in expressing her gratitude. She didn't care about what others thought of her in her devotion to Jesus. While the men disciples of Jesus were afraid and stayed away from the scene of crucifixion, Mary Magdalene was right there at the foot of the cross with Mother Mary and other women. I get a sense that Mary Magdalene was the one who organized that ladies' group to that place of cross, as well as the following day at the tomb. She was fearless. All Gospels clearly identify Mary Magdalene's name and her prominent role in the resurrection story. To Mary, Jesus' resurrection meant her own resurrection, her own liberation from the social stigma of her own past life of ill repute, from her own being as a marginalized person, from her own state of being as a woman in a misogynistic society. It is in keeping with the biblical option for the poor and the underdog that she was chosen to be the one to witness the risen Christ. She saw the angels in the tomb where others saw only neatly folded bands of grave clothes. She recognized the voice of her Lord calling her in the voice of a gardener. She saw boulders of obstacles being rolled away right in front of her eyes. She saw graves that constrained and confined opened to new possibilities and potentials. At a time when Roman authorities and Jewish religious hierarchy was hunting down Jesus' sympathizers, Mary's subversive message, "I have seen the Lord," was tantamount to treason and open challenge to the empire, Roman Empire. For her, resurrection of Jesus is victory of love over hate, new life over death, victory of decency and goodness over vitriol and vileness. Today, more than ever, we need to heed to the message of Mary and boldly proclaim with her, "I have seen the Lord." Make it personal. Not like a creedal statement, but really, not "He is risen." "I have seen the Lord." Imagine each one of us saying, "I have seen the Lord." On this Easter morning, the world we live in is still in a Good Friday time. The world's teeth are set on edge with hatred and revenge. ISIS is attacking innocent people in Brussels or Paris or Ankara or in San Bernardino or what, wherever, and provoking our governments to engage them in a tit-tat-for killing spree. Some of our leaders are calling us to respond with carpet bombing or nuclear attack and put certain communities under 24/7 surveillance, and calling any measured and thoughtful response as being sissy. We need to have the conviction of Mary and believe that the only path to victory is the path of Jesus, the path of non-violence. When God could have used all the power at his disposal, why Jesus wasn't spared from the hands of his enemies? Because God is love. God is love. Love for humanity is God's vulnerability. Only God's love can move the large boulders and let our world and us come out of our stinging grace. We need to be liberated from the grace of our dependence on guns and revenge for our safety. We need to be liberated from our reliance on drugs and addictions for freeing us from our pains. We need to be liberated from our need for instant gratification, our insatiable appetite for more and more worldly goods, and to be able to say with Mary, "I have seen the Lord." Friends, we also can be like Mary. We come here this morning with our own wounds, our lives bound up, traumatized, groping in the darkness, seeking a relief from our pain, our guilt, shame of our betrayals and denials, and keeping a distance from Jesus, from the risen Lord. Are we willing, like Mary, to have a personal encounter? A personal encounter with the risen Lord. How have we not seen the risen Lord in the strangers in our midst? How have we not seen the wounds of the risen Lord in the poor, in the abused, in the fleeing migrants from El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras, or in the homeless in Phoenixville? How easy it is not to have seen the risen Lord in each other. Like Mary, we can be confident in our witnessing of the risen Lord, saying, "I have seen the Lord." Surely that will unbind us. It will let loose ourselves from the bands of grave cloths and let us live into God's new reality, into God's new future for each one of us. Let us pray to God and let God know our deepest desire for the gift of faith, so that we can fully appreciate the life God has entrusted us with, and we can fully follow God's dream for us in all aspects of our life. In all aspects of our life. Let us make this Easter really personal one. Not just saying he is risen or the Lord is risen indeed. Let us say, just like Mary, "I have seen the Lord," and begin to live like the Easter people we are. "I have seen the Lord."